Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. This proverb is a contrast between the way of righteousness and the way of unrighteousness. By saying in the way of righteousness is life, then it is by inference that there is a way of unrighteousness and death. God does not complicate things, and therefore we see two ways of life. It's as simple as that. Jesus said in Matthew 12:30, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." So there is no middle ground, for you are either righteous or you are unrighteous, and it all depends upon your standing with Christ. Now we know from Scripture that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, for there is none righteous, no, not one, Romans 3:10. We know that in the human heart dwelleth no good thing. So what man calls righteous has no standing with God, for he says according to his standard of righteousness that we have none. Therefore, righteousness is an attribute belonging to God alone and cannot be attained by any good work or effort of man. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:9, "Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." So all righteousness is based upon Christ and can only be had by faith in what he has done for you. Any righteousness you have that is acceptable to God is imputed to you because you have bowed the knee to Christ and received him as your Savior. Only because of this transaction are we seen as righteous in the eyes of God and are now prepared to live in the presence of a holy, pure, separated, loving God who through Christ is our righteousness. Righteousness, then, is not defined by righteous acts. Righteousness, simply put, is right standing with God. God defines what right standing means, and he has said it occurs only through faith and dependence upon his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, with this right standing, righteous acts will come, but they are only righteous because of this relationship with God through Christ. In Proverbs 21:4, we are told, "An high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin." Why is plowing wicked? It is wicked because it is not done in Christ. It is not done for the glory of God. It is not done by one who is in the righteous standing with God. God speaks clearly that no matter what we do as a natural man, it's not acceptable to him. Isaiah 64:6 is boldly clear about this when he says about the natural man's righteousness, "We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away." Satan has the world convinced that righteous acts makes one righteous, but this is the lie that keep people from the gift of righteousness that only comes by the grace of God. That gift only comes from God to those who receive his Son, for with his Son comes his Son's righteousness. So righteous acts can only follow being clothed in the righteousness of another, the righteousness of Christ, for with that righteousness comes a new heart, a heart that is equipped to do righteous acts in God's stead. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, Good works apart from Christ are not good works, as we have seen in the plowing of the wicked proverb. Religion only deals with that which can be seen. Religion is what the Pharisees preached, for their goal was to have men conform to certain acceptable and well-defined behavior. It is a thinking that produces hypocrites, for what is on the outside is not that which exists on the inside. God tells us in Jeremiah 17:9 that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? This is a profound truth to grasp, for he reveals that we may know our true condition before him and cry out for help. Christianity continues to be enamored with this idea of righteousness through outward manifestation of an inward void. If we genuinely believe that righteousness comes from the person of Jesus Christ, why do we think to promote righteousness by legislation? Sometimes we are so concerned about making laws for people to conform outwardly to certain standards, but Christ has given us a mission, and that mission concerns the inward. That mission concerns imputed righteousness, not the self-righteousness brought about by conformance to a standard of behavior promoted by law. It is so easy to put on the robes of the Pharisees and make significant efforts to legislate changes in social mores and customs and behaviors instead of doing what Jesus told us to do, that is, the preaching of the gospel. For it is the gospel of Christ to which Paul gave his life and said in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." The only thing men can affect is the outward, for what man can know the heart? We are exceptionally good at applying makeup to man's problems, band-aids to man's sicknesses, but God gets to the root of man's problem, which is his heart to do evil. Therefore, as God's agent, it is a waste of time to engage in the cover-up business when we should be fully engaged in the gospel preaching business and reaching people with God's salvation, the provision of a new heart.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.